بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله ومن والاه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to the 23rd juz of the Quran with a couple of ayahs from Surah As-Safat regarding the story of Yunus عليه السلام. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فالتقمه الحوت وهو مليم فلولا أنه كان من المسبحين للبث في بطنه إلى يوم يبعثون. In rough translation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the fish swallowed him while he was blameworthy. And if it was not for him being from those who exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he would have remained in its belly until the day of resurrection. Who's in charge? Seriously, who is in total control of this universe? Who has the power to direct a fish or a sea creature to swallow a man but not digest him? And then eject him onto the shore, and then plant a tree over him so that he can recover? Who is in total control of this universe? Who created matter, energy, and the laws of nature, the systems by which everything works? The answer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, not us, despite our superior intellect and all the progress humanity has made. All we do in reality is just exploit and use what is around us in the natural world after we've discovered and understood it. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not granted us our minds, we'd be no different to the animals. How arrogant and ignorant must humans be to revere themselves and each other, sometimes to the point of idolization and worship? It is high time that we exalt the one who deserves to be exalted, the one who deserves to be glorified and submitted to. Across the globe, humans lord over each other, deciding what is lawful and unlawful, permissible and impermissible, without any prior permission from the creator of these humans, of this world as well. Muslims, us Muslims, we only exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We only glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We only submit to Him. He is the only legislator, the only lawmaker. We do not submit ourselves to any other human being who has to live and breathe just like the rest of us, whether they are single dictators or democratic assemblies. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us firm in His obedience and to continue exalting Him alone. Let us in this month repeat the dua of Yunus alayhi salam. La ilaha illa ant, subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.